Talis presents.
The pilot will be always at the center of the decision-making mechanisms regarding the major options they have to decide against.
This is Artificial Intelligence. Welcome to our series of Talis podcasts on artificial intelligence. With us to discuss the subject of AI and aviation at Talis are Vincent Megaides, Director of Strategy for Flight Avionics, and Denis Bonnet, Innovation Director for Avionics. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you for explaining to us today how AI is becoming an integral part of cockpit avionics systems and is set to make piloting safer and easier whilst also enhancing operational efficiency. Denis, generally speaking, why should we see AI in the cockpit as one of the key drivers for the digital transition of aviation?
As you know, most aircraft are connected, and it's very hard to think about an aircraft flying in the next 5 years that will not be somehow connected to the ground. In fact, this connection gives us something very new, which is an unlimited access to computing resources and data that are available on the ground, and to share those data between all aircraft and all aerospace stakeholders. And that's where AI becomes very interesting. With AI, we can use and crunch those data to develop drastically new functions that could, for instance, optimize trajectories to reduce ecological footprint, that could allow to optimize airspaces and avoid congestion and disruption. And the beauty of AI is that it allows to improve this over time, the system becoming more and more efficient years after years after years.
As far as the future of piloting is concerned, Vincent, how can AI in the cockpit be an invaluable aid? What are the operational benefits and what's the pilot's role in all of this?
On the cockpit side, the benefits for the pilots is to have, with the support of the technology from AI, to have decision-making tools in order to provide them all the analysis and the scenarios they will need to support their decision-making in a complex environment. You have to imagine that now pilots are working in a very challenging workload environment, in a sense that you have increasing airspace management situation. You have also to deal with weather conditions, with congested air traffic. And they have a high level of workload they have to deal with. So AI is a tool to serve the pilot in a sense that they provide them a scenario and analysis. And in that sense, they can off their workload from a tactical level, from analysis level, to really concentrate their focus and their mind on the strategic level, on what are the key decision making they have to make over the flight.
This is all very positive, but are there any risks involved in an increased reliance on AI in the cockpit?
Aerospace is a lot about safety, and whatever we design within Talis, we have safety in mind from the beginning. And that's where there's obviously a huge challenge regarding AI, which is not, as of today, something that is certifiable from a safety standpoint. And that's the reason why we see introduction of AI within avionics in two steps. The first one, where we will provide AI functions to help the crew in everything related to the efficiency of the flight. And a second and most fascinating one, where we are willing to extend AI to help the crew, including in safety decision. And that's where we try to leverage on a Talis True AI framework that intend to develop an artificial intelligence system that will be both certifiable and also explainable so that the crew can understand what it is willing to do.
In what way is AI present in the cockpit avionics systems that Talis is either developing or already delivers?
In our current roadmaps, we plan to introduce AI on two major products we are currently developing in Talis. The first one is our next generation digitally native FlightX avionics suite. And the second one is the next generation flight management system. For those two products, we plan to have AI introduced in a seamless way to support the efficiency side of those products, which means how to increase the performance of those products, providing assistance and providing analysis to increase the performance of those products. So to give you an example, on the FlightX avionics suite, we plan to have AI supporting the digital boat called Solo. It will be a digital assistant that will be there to listen, for example, the dialogue between the pilot and the air traffic controllers, picking up some keywords about their discussion, for example, when they discuss about the radio frequency plan over their route. And it can propose then to tune automatically with the approval of the pilot, of course, which frequency will be then selected over the flight plan in accordance of what has been discussed between the pilot and the air traffic controller. So once again, the idea of introducing AI in these products will be to increase the performance side of the product, the efficiency side, but not being introduced on the safety critical part of the avionics product.
What's Thales' role in the AI ecosystem?
Thales' position in the aviation business is quite easy to understand. We are a technology provider and we do provide those technologies to OEM like Airbus, Boeing, and so on, so that they could build their own aircraft and their own cockpits. And that's exactly the way we consider AI, which is a technology that is going to improve our infrastructure. And as in each of our domain, we do partner with academics and startups. And in this particular case, we acquired recently a very interesting startup called Cybernetics that is quite well known because 2 years ago, their program called Alpha defeated most of the US pilots, fighter pilots it was competing with in simulation, and was seen by those US pilots as being a very, very interesting artificial pilot.
How should pilots see AI?
We believe that pilots should regard AI as a tool, simply as a tool. AI is there to provide them a set of data analysis, a set of scenario based on complex data, and to also replace them in low-end, repetitive, boring tasks, and to provide them at the end decision-making options. And the pilot will be always at the center of the decision-making mechanisms regarding the major options they have to decide against.
Could you tell us which aviation market segments are pioneers in the AI field today?
Regarding the different market segments, we believe that the first segment that will adopt massively AI will be the urban air mobility segments, which means the drone taxis, and not the commercial one. Why is that? Because urban air mobility means that you will need to develop a framework where you have a complete airspace management called unmanned traffic management, UTM, with in relation with a level of number of aircraft flying in dense urban environment that will be an order of magnitude compared to currently a number of commercial aircraft flying all around the globe. So in order to manage that complexity in challenging environment, AI will be required both on the UTM side, unmanned traffic management side, and on the cockpit side of these future flying machines.
Do AI capabilities onboard airliners also extend to the cabin? And if so, how would these capabilities benefit the passengers?
When you think about your own experience of flight from the time you leave your home to the time you arrive at destination, Thales is already providing AI in a lot of small areas. For instance, we work with American Airlines to provide AI-powered face recognition technologies that allow to reduce the time you spend at LAX, at Los Angeles airport, at passport checking. We also deliver to airlines through the in-flight entertainment system AI-powered features where typically we can provide to each passenger an adapted experience, personalized experience, where we do provide to you the exact set of content you like and personalized offers or personalized experience, depending on who you are, where you go, and so on.
So the future is bright for AI throughout the aircraft, in particular in the cockpit, am I right?
Yes, the future is bright for AI in the cockpit, and generally speaking in the aircraft. Regarding AI, Thales' ambition is to be a technological provider to our customers, to our ecosystem, to our partners, to provide them the tools, all the enablers that they will need to introduce seamless way AI in the cockpit and in the cabin. And it's really a reality today in the cabin side, as mentioned by Danny previously. It will be soon a reality in the cockpit side because today we are preparing the next generation of products that will embed AI as an assistant, an intelligent assistant to support the pilot decision-making process.
Danny?
But I definitely believe that the most fascinating thing about AI is the next step where we will be able to deliver, thanks to Thales through AI framework, an artificial intelligence that will be certifiable and explainable so that the crew could really use it for safety purpose. And above all, we really believe that this AI will be there not to replace the human being, but to help it in taking the good decision to improve safety and efficiency in an ethical manner.
Thank you, Vincent and Denis. And thanks to our listeners. We look forward to having you with us on the next podcast in our series on artificial intelligence. We will be talking about AI in security and space. We hope that you'll all join us. This was Artificial Intelligence. Thank you for listening and learn more on talisgroup.com.